fourth one.
Sell me the show!
With UK Debt Experts, the stand-up team helping you improve your finances. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Hello, Kai Humphries.
Yes, here I am.
There you are.
We've dragged him out of his bed early.
The morning is the middle of the night for a festival performer.
That is true.
But
originally from the northeast of England, but now you live here in Scotland, but you live in Glasgow.
I live in Glasgow.
Okay, but you've been doing a commute, right? So you come in from Glasgow to do your show.
Yeah, they don't make that easy for you either. They just spit you off the motorway and just, there you go, right on the side streets, because we're fixing this right now.
Yeah, it's but you've actually, you were just saying that you found a place for a week, so you can stay over.
A unit of accommodation come available, and I was like, right, sign me up. So I'm here, I'm at the festival, I've decided to plant my roots here for a week. Mm-hmm. I didn't bring any clothes because I came up with the plan to go home that evening. But now I'm here for a week, so I'm going to have to do some shopping.
Okay. Okay. So where will that be? What, Primark maybe? Or
H&M white t-shirts. It's just, bringing some light into your life.
Well,
you can't be in a bad mood when you're wearing white.
And I'm not being funny, Kai, but you could wear a pair of jeans for a week, right?
Oh, it's radio this, you're not meant to grass.
I would wear a pair of jeans for a week.
I'll wash jeans when they physically look dirty. You know, like a t-shirt every day. Mm-hmm. Or a box of socks every day.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But jeans, once a year. Every other spillage.
Now, we've met you many times. You're really good pals with Daniel Sloss.
Yeah, who wears the black t-shirts.
I only just found out that you were his best man.
Yes.
And he was your best man.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So that must have been high pressure. I mean, doing best man speech for another stand-up.
I mean, it's funny going into a speech for a comedian because you're trying to make the comedians in the room laugh, but there are also elderly relatives there. You've got to try and make the innuendo go over the heads of the elderly relatives.
So what was your best bit from the best man speech?
I mean, I could not possibly tell you. I did mention that I had kissed the bride.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Awkward?
What? No, not at all, because I got there first.
Fair enough. It's like you who I felt really sorry for was the person who had to DJ at Calvin Harris's wedding. Do you remember when Calvin got married? Imagine getting asked as a DJ that's the worst gig ever.
Like lifeguarding at the Olympic swimming.
I saw that guy. Did you see that guy?
Yeah.
Lifeguard at the Olympic swimming. Mm. What's the point?
Yeah, I know.
I used to be a lifeguard.
Did you really?
You know that? Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time I saved a kid from drowning and he wasn't drowning?
What was he doing?
Okay, so I'm on the shallow end of the pool, daydreaming.
Yeah.
And whoever was on the high chair was being more vigilant than me. Jumped down off the high chair and shouted my name, Kai, the boy with the face mask goggles. And I saw this kid, right, face mask goggles on, big scuba mask, going underwater, panicking, arms flapping, coming up, gasp for breath. I dived in, glided along the bottom of the pool and realised his feet were landing on the tiles, jumping up and down. He was having a nice time. What my friend was pointing out is you're not allowed to wear face mask goggles in the pool. Because they're blocking airway. And they block your nostrils.
Right.
So if you ever have to do CPR, you'd have to remove them and stuff. So
that's what they were telling you to...
And I picked this boy up under his armpits and went, you're not allowed to wear those. Not on my watch. The most vigilant lifeguard you've ever seen.
That's the episode of Baywatch that didn't make it into the series.
You don't want to run on my poolside. I will rugby tackle you on the ground if you run on my poolside.
Listen, we're going to give you 30 seconds to sell us your show. So the scene is that we're walking up and down the Royal Mile. You're there handing out flyers. You hand us a flyer and we say, right, 30 seconds to sell us your show. However, Kai, there are three words that you must not say.
Okay.
Well, tickets, show... and lifeguard.
All right, so 30 seconds on the clock. You're not allowed to use any of those three words, and your time starts now.
Take it to my show about lifeguarding if you want.
Thank you for coming in, Kai Humphries.
It's embarrassing.
You better tell us where you're on and when, Kai.
All right, 7:15 at the Subatomic. You can see my show Gallivanting, where I will be gallivanting all over the world, telling you stories about places I've been, such as Bahrain and India and Moscow and Australia, and all of the things I've done on my travels, but also grappling with the burden of responsibility that is always forced upon you by society. Have kids, have kids, have kids. And you're like, I'm kind of enjoying gallivanting right now. Stop with the pressure.
Well, listen, lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in. Kai Humphries, everyone. Thank you, Kai.
Thank you, Kai.
Thank you.